Hi, this is Diana G with FEMA Radio News Service. Today we're talking to Maylis Jones. She is the Vice President of the Aid Matrix Foundation. Hello, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Diana. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about the Aid Matrix Network. FEMA, in partnership with Aid Matrix and the states, works to streamline donations. Why is this so important?
From a historical perspective, it started with Hurricane Andrew, then 9/11, and then Katrina really put this issue of donations management on the map. What you have during times of disaster is the general public wants to help. They want to give, and there really wasn't a system to help facilitate that giving to get the right aid to the right people at the right time. And so FEMA wanted to partner with an organization and partner with a system that was already working. They started a relationship with the Aid Matrix Foundation to help coordinate unsolicited donations of cash or goods or volunteer time.
And this is web-based.
Right. It's all on the web. And every state can opt in to this program. Right now, over 70% of the U.S. is covered under this particular program. So every state will have a website that they can direct their citizens to. Or you can go to www.fema.gov/donations, and you'll see a map of the United States, and you'll be able to choose the state that you would like to support. During times of disaster, really, cash is king. That's the most important message. This tool allows those individuals who want to donate but already don't have a relationship with a nonprofit to see a list of nonprofits who are responding in their area. So you can donate cash, or if you have in-kind, if you have a product that you would like to give, you can also go online and make an offer of these products, and it will be connected with nonprofits who are really on the ground in your state doing disaster relief work who need that type of particular item. Or you can also donate your time. And those are really the three different areas that we see. So it's a one-stop shop for offers of cash, products, or volunteer.
And the organizations that are listed, how do they participate in this program?
The nonprofits that are participating are those that are focused on disaster relief, and that's their mission, and that's what they do every day. So these groups, the state has worked with National VOAD and VOAD, that the Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, and they have established guidelines to be a member of this group. So Aid Matrix and FEMA and VOAD all partner together, and the recipients of the goods or the cash or the volunteer services are these nonprofits that are quality 501c3 organizations.
So is this somewhat like a gift registry for disaster victims?
You could think of it, because the nonprofits can actually request exactly what they need, and it can be what they need at that moment, or they can even start to fill in and give information on what their long-term needs will be. And so one of the beauties is, even after the cameras have gone and after those have forgotten about this disaster, they're still rebuilding, so you'll be able to view what their needs are. In fact, in Iowa, they still have needs. They're still rebuilding after the flooding that they had this summer, and you can see what those nonprofits, what their requests are, and you can still help them even today. The general idea is, even if you're a donor and you don't know what is needed, you can also pledge those, and the nonprofits will receive this request or this offer from you, and they can follow up with you and say, we don't need this today. We have nowhere to store this because we're in this particular stage. We're in the cleanup, but we may need this later. So thank you very much. So it is a system to capture that need for long-term recovery, no matter what it could be.
And you bring up a good point. When you talk about donations, sometimes states have a hard time coming up with that warehouse space, and this kind of lets you put some things on hold. Is it like a virtual warehouse to some degree?
Right. You could really think of it as a virtual warehouse. And the idea is, don't move a product until it's truly needed. Why move it and hold it and pay for the storage when many times the donor is really fine with holding that item and then donating it at the correct time? So it's a very powerful concept, and this helps really streamline that overall process and make the process of giving more efficient. And that's really what Aid Matrix is all about. We're a tool that helps connect those who have with those in need. Aid Matrix is simply a connector, and we're very lucky because we get to partner with all these different great nonprofits who are helping citizens to rebuild their lives.
Getting the right aid to the right people at the right time. Thank you, Maylis Jones from Aid Matrix.
Thank you very much for having me, Diana.